So, as we already discovered for ordinary differential equations, boundary conditions are both necessary and critical for solving such ordinary differential equations, and that's even more true with partial differential equations. Indeed, the problem is ill-posed unless you give a boundary condition. I mean, it's mathematically ill-defined. And there are various forms of boundary conditions, and these particular, technically, these differential equations are actually defined in some sense by a structure which is strongly connected with the type of boundary conditions that are appropriate. So the natural type of boundary conditions, if you think about say the heat equation, diffusion equation, physically what you would normally do is you would say, I have a source of heat at a particular position. How much heat is there at later times further away from that source of heat? Because you know it diffuses through the media and it changes. It starts off at zero outside the source, and then you'll get more heat as the results of the source diffuses in time. So that is like, actually that is rather like the types of boundary conditions we had with particle dynamics. When we did particle dynamics, the classic boundary conditions we had were initial value boundary conditions, that you knew where the particle was, and you actually knew the velocity at a particular time, find out where it was at a later time. So that's a classic initial value condition. So those are called, the analog of those is called a Cauchy condition. And so instead of having the value and its time derivative given at a particular point, which is the classic thing we think of for ordinary differential equations, these second order ordinary differential equations, we have to imagine the value being given on a curve instead of at a point in two dimensions. And rather than we need the value and we need the derivative in the direction perpendicular to that curve. So here we are specializing to second order differential equations. Suppose I had the value and its normal derivative, we could naively say that we could obviously calculate the solution near here by just doing a Taylor expansion about the point. So to do a Taylor expansion, which just means you take the x and the y values and expand out in terms of some expansion in terms of the differentials, you could do that as long as this differential equation tells you what the higher derivatives are. And that will work as long as this equation here can be solved. And the condition for it to be solved is the condition that you have a hyperbolic equation. Parabolic and elliptic equations, parabolic lie in between elliptic and hyperbolic, and elliptic are characterized by not being able to solve the differential equations and not being able to use a Taylor series.